Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters out there. We've solved the audio problems, evidently. And I actually got a good night's sleep last night. I forced myself to stop typing and go to bed, because I burned the candle at both ends, and that's, at my age, I really don't need to do that. But I've done it all my life, and that's the way I am. I'm an old dinosaur, so I have old ways. We've got a exciting chapter in Genesis today. It's chapter 7. And normally, in the King James Version in churchianity, they call it the flood. But if you look up the Hebrew word, it's not flood. It's deluge. Okay? And it's a massive amount of water coming down and up from the earth. So let's get started here. Chapter 7, verse 1. And said Yahweh to Noah, come you and all your household into the ark, for you are righteous. That's number 6662. Sadiq, clean, you shall take to you by sevens. Now we'll stop right there. And I will do an explanation of clean. These are the beasts that would eventually be judged clean for sacrifice. Cattle and sheep and goats and certain birds that are clean ritualistically for ceremonial sacrifice. So this precedes all the law in Leviticus, etc., and is establishing a precedent here. Of all beasts that are clean, you shall take to you by sevens, males and females. Now they use males, 376-ish, the same word that they use for men. And females, 802, isha, the same word that they use for human females. Because these words are gender specific, not racially specific. Like Adam. Adam is racially specific, but Ish is not. And from the beasts that are not clean, by two, the male and the female. All right, the beasts that were not clean for sacrifice were horses and camels and donkeys and work animals. These were animals that were used for labor. And they were good animals. They were valuable animals, but they weren't clean for sacrifice, because Yahweh stipulated which ones he will accept for sacrifice. Also of the birds of the sky by sevens, the male, and this is a different word here, number 2145. Zakar, that means male. And the female, a different word, 5347. unnekeba, to keep alive seed upon the face of all the land, to keep alive their seed, because birds were very, very valuable. They ate the insects, and a lot of the birds were good for food, and they're just useful creatures. And these were the ones that were pure that would come to Noach, that hadn't been modified or molested by the Nephilim and their Adamite sycophants that were following them, like we have white sycophants following the Jew today, doing their bidding. For after yet 7 days, I will cause it to rain. That's one word, cause it to rain. Number 4305. Mamatir. I will cause it to rain upon the land 40 days and 40 nights. And I will destroy, number 4229, Umakithi, all that subsists. Number 3351, Hayakum, that I made upon the face of the soil. Because those creatures and people had been perverted, and they were evil in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh was going to wipe them out. Verse 6. Noach was and did Noach that which commanded Yahweh. Verse 6, Noach was 600 years of age when the deluge, number 3999, Wahamabul, the Hamabul, the deluge of water was upon the land. Not the flood, the deluge. So that's more mythology from churchianity. And went Noach and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with them into the ark because of the presence of the water of the deluge. From the beasts that were clean, and from the beasts that were not clean, and from all the birds, and all that creeps upon the soil. Two by two they went to Noach into the ark, male and female, as commanded Elohim to Noach. Yahweh drew these animals into the ark. He didn't have to go out and round them up. Because even the beasts of the field and the wild beasts will obey the command of Yahweh. He can direct everything on this planet. And a lot of people on this planet seem to have forgotten that fact. Verse 10, and it was, after 7 days, the waters of the deluge were upon the land. Verse 11, in the 600th year of the life of Noach, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day, broke open, number 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, there was an earthquake and it broke open, Nebeku, all the fountains, 4599. Mayinath, of the sub, this is one word, subterranean water supply. Number 8415. Tahom, abundantly, 7227. Rabbah, and the sluices, 699, of the sky were opened. In other words, it just rained cats and dogs. Verse 12, and was the rain upon the land 40 days and 40 nights? Verse 13, in the same day went Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, the wife of Noah, and the three wives of his sons with him into the ark. They and all living by their species, here we go again, right from the first part of Genesis, by their species, and all beasts by their species, and all creeping things that creep upon the land by their species, and all birds by their species, all birds, all with wings. Verse 15, and they went to Noah in the ark, two from all flesh that had the breath, 7307, ruach, of life, chayim, 2416. And they went, male and female, from all flesh, and came as that commanded of them of Elohim. So it shows you right there. Elohim had commanded them. They knew in their minds, their animal minds, that they were to go there. And shut the door, 5462. That's one word. And shut the door, Yahweh, behind them. Verse 17, and was the deluge 40 days upon the land, and increased the waters, and bore up, in other words, lifted up, number 5375, the ark, and lifted, 7311, it above the land, and prevailed, number 1396, the waters, and were increased greatly, 3966, upon the land, and went the ark upon the surface of the waters. It started to float. Verse 19, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the land, and covered over the high, 1364, hills, 2022, that were beneath, 8478, the whole sky. And this is a local flood in the Tarim Basin area. Do the math here. A cubit is 18 inches, more or less, depending on the king that reigned that time. That they were using cubits as a man's forearm at that time. They changed it to kingly forearm later. 15 cubits upward prevailed the waters. Do the math. All right, I'm gonna cheat. That's 22.5 feet. And covered were the hills. All right, 22 and a half feet of water coming down all at once will cover. It'll build up in the little valleys and cover the tops of the hills. Now think of this. It covered the top of the hills in that area. Mount Everest is over 6 miles high. There were people that knew about this deluge in the area, and kept records of it. The Chinese kept records of it. They didn't die. The people in India kept records of it. They didn't die. there were more Nephilim outside of this area. They were floating around on the planet, because that's where Og and the Rephaim and all those people came from. They didn't die. This was not a worldwide flood. It was a deluge that drowned everything in this area where Noach was living, where they were doing the genetic experimentation, and had a lot of evil in that area. Now, that's a big area, the Tarim Basin. Very definitely a big area. But it's not the entire Tabel, which is the globe. It covered the Eretz, the land where Noach was living, the known habitable portion that he was familiar with. Verse 21, and died, 1478, all flesh that creeps upon the land, and the birds, and the beast, and the living creatures, and all swarming things that swarm upon the land, and all the atoms, 120. Now let's stop right there. These were the creatures that had been modified and perverted by these Nephilim. And these were the atoms that were serving the Nephilim, like the Shabbos Goy that are serving the Jews today. Same deal, different day. As in the days of Noach, it says in the New Testament, and what happens to those that serve the Nephilim in those days, that's going to happen to those that serve the adversary seed line today. We're going to see a great number of our white so-called brethren go down. Because when Yeshua Messiah comes back to destroy the evil ones, they're going to be lumped in with the goat people. And they're going to die. That's in Thessalonians. I keep quoting that all the time. 2 Thessalonians. We try to warn them. We do the very best we can to alert these people to what's coming and get them to repent and turn aside. And if they do that and they come back to Yahweh, they won't be destroyed. All of us are sinners. But the difference is we have repented. At least I hope you've repented. There may be listeners out there that are not repentant and are just spying. But I warn you, I don't hate you. I hate your actions. I hate the children of the devil. But if you are an Adamite and you are serving them, break away from them. There's a chance for you. Yeshua will cover your sins if you repent and change your ways. And that's all Yahweh wants. He wants you to come back to Him. But if you don't, He's not just a God of love. He's a God of wrath, and He's a God of judgment and righteousness. And if you violate His rules, by His very rules, He's bound to put the punishment of the evil ones upon you if you don't repent and break away from them and stop serving them. He's a God of perfection and judgment. He isn't mean, but He set a set of rules, and He's God and we're not, and we have to recognize the pecking order of the universe. Because you are a conscious thinking being, does not make you equal to the Most High Elohim. We are so arrogant. It is our arrogance and our sinful nature that has gotten us in trouble time after time after time. He calls you. He says, repent, come back to me. Obedience is what I want rather than sacrifice. Put aside your idols and come back to Yahweh. Verse 22. All that had the breath of the Spirit of life in their nostrils and all on the dry land died in that area. And 23, and destroyed was every living thing that was on the surface of the soil, from Adam unto beast, unto creeping things, unto birds of the sky, destroyed from the land, and only Noah and that with him in the ark survived in that area. Because the other people were all over the place and they survived and had records of the flood. The flood in the Tarim Basin. From the deluge. 24. And prevailed the waters upon the land days. And that ends chapter 7 as far as the reading, but not the teaching. I have to say, contents that had beat the birds from the sky and they drowned also, but preserved in the ark were the pure-blooded beasts and people that were going to repopulate that area. There were not just Ham and his wife and his sons and wives after this deluge. There were people all over the rest of the global planet that survived. They were not the only Adamites that survived. This was one particular area that was covered by water, because the biggest part of the sinning was going on there. If it covered all the mountains of the world, as churchianity would have you believe, it would have to be 6.5 miles deep to cover Mount Everest and all the high mountains. Imagine the mountains in this country. If there were 6.5 miles of water over the entire face of the planet, where would it drain to after it stopped raining? Do the math. It tells you how deep the water got. 21.5 feet. It gave you the dimensions of the ark. About 450 feet. You couldn't put every species of animal, just two of them, in a 450 foot ark. It just wouldn't work. There's not enough room. They put the animals from that area that were indigenous to that area in that ark. And they came two by two, and some of the ceremonial animals, there were more of them, and it's going to tell you that. In chapter 8, I'm going to get into chapter 8 here in a minute. But sit down and it's the mathematics don't lie. They give you the information right in this chapter. But churchianity doesn't want to accept that information. They want to add to it. They want to embellish it. They want to make it bigger. Yahweh doesn't need to be made bigger. By his very will alone, he created all matter and the entire universe all the laws of physics. He doesn't need help, churchianity. Believe me, he doesn't need your embellishment. You don't need to put lies in with the facts to make it bigger. No storytelling. No storytelling, please. It is not necessary. I don't know how to change those people's minds, but they certainly need to educate themselves and learn how to read a book and take the facts from the book and not add to them. EFR switched to a commercial. What, I'm covered up? Well, there's another show that's fouled up. This time it's not on my end. So, I don't know what to do. It's being recorded on my recorder here, so I'm just going to keep on keeping on. I can't control on the other end. Genesis chapter 8. Remembered Elohim, Noach, and all the living things and all the beasts that were with him in the ark, and passed over, number 5674, Elohim, a wind, 7307, over the land and abated the waters. That's 7918, abated. Shut up. One word, 5534, were the springs of the subterranean water sources. Okay, you are back on. All right, thank you, Eli. Shut up, were the springs of the subterranean water sources and sluices of the sky, and restrained, 3607, pardon me, was the rain from the sky. Turn back were the waters from upon the land. Going back continually and diminished, 2637, were the waters at the end of 150 days. Settled, number 5117, the ark in month 7, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. Now, this is not Mount Ararat, the mountain chain of Ararat. You got foothills and you got real high mountains with 21 feet of water. It wasn't going to cover a high mountain. It was going to cover the foothills. And it drifted over to the edge of the Ararat chain and settled on one of the foothills of the Ararat chain of mountains. And the waters went and decreased, 2637, until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first of the month, were seen the tops, 7218, rush of the hills. That means the heads of the hills. Rush means head, but it's also used for tops of hills and a top of a tree. It's used in several ways, but it actually means head. It's metaphorically used. It was at the end of 40 days, opened Noach the window of the ark that he had made, verse 7, and he sent forth a raven 61:58, which went forth continually and returned until dried up 3,001 were the waters from upon the land. Then he sent forth a dove from him. That's 31:23, a dove, to see if abated were the waters from upon the surface of the soil, but did not find the dove rest. 4:4:9:4, for the sole, 3:7:0:9, of her foot, 7:2:7:2, and she returned to him to the ark. For the waters were upon the surface of the whole land. He sent forth his hand and took her and brought her to him in the ark. Verse 10. He anxiously awaited, one word in Hebrew, 2:3:4:2. Another 7 days afterward, and again, 3:2:5:4, he sent forth the dove from the ark. And came to him the dove in the evening, and behold, a leaf of an olive tree was plucked off in her mouth. Okay, if it killed everything and it covered the whole earth, it would have drowned and killed all the trees by that months and months and months of water. There wouldn't be an olive tree that had leaves and was still alive. They had drifted up into the hill country of the Ararat mountain chain, and further up the mountain there was a olive grove, wild olives. And the dove plucked off a leaf and brought it back. But you tell that to churchianity and they'll have an apoplectic fit. Oh no! Everybody was sprung from Noah. Yeah, they were his sons, and they populated the whole earth. And these three white sons and their three white wives started spitting out Negroes and Orientals and all kinds of mixed mutts. And yeah, sure, okay, yeah. Not. And it was in his 601st year, and the first month, on the first of the month, dried up 2:7:1:7, were the waters from upon the land, and removed Noah the covering, 4:3:7:2, of the ark, and looked, and behold, drying up was the surface of the soil. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, dried was the land. And spoke Elohim to Noah, saying, and I got to turn a page or two, go forth from the ark, you, your wife, your sons, the wives of your sons with you. All the living that are with you, that's all the beasties and birdies, with all flesh, the birds and the beasts, and all the creeping things that creep upon the land, go forth with you, and swarm, 8:3:1:7, the land, and be fruitful, 6:5:0:9, and multiply in the land. In other words, all the stuff he had with him, with all the pure, unaltered beasts that Yahweh approved of were sent to him. Yahweh told the beasts to go to him. He didn't go out and gather these beasts. These are the ones that Yahweh sent to him. He picks and he chooses. He chose Israel. Because we're perfect, Oh, we're far from perfect. Come on now. He doesn't have to explain to us why he does things. Remember the pecking order of the universe. He's the supreme deity. We're not. Although we try to act like it, we think we are, and we get these ego trips going. And we have our wonderful science, which has only resulted in us polluting the air, the water, and the land. And we make all kinds of nifty, neato weapons to kill each other more efficiently. Boy, that's progress, isn't it? Aren't we just so cool? Oh, man. Yahweh picked and chose. And he sent these things to Noah. And went forth Noah and his sons and his wife and the wives of his sons with them. All white Adamites. Every one of them, pure blood in their generations. They were pure. They did not have any genealogy for any other race except the race of Adam. And anybody that says different is a liar. They didn't breed anything else but pure Adamites. Verse 20, and built Noah an altar, number 4196, to Yahweh, and took from all the beasts that were clean and from all the birds that were clean. So there were more of them. They were in the ark a long time. There were more little birdlings and more little beastlings. And set up 5927. Burnt sacrifices, Olaf, 5930, upon the altar. And smelled, 7306, Yahweh, a savor, 7381, of sweetness, 5207. And said Yahweh in his heart, I will not again curse any more the soil on account of the atoms, for the devising 3336 of the mind, 3820, that's literally the heart, means the heart, leb. But in Hebrew, the heart is the center of thought, and its opposite in the Greek. The heart is the center of emotions. So the Hebrew and the Greek are opposite. Devisings of the minds of the atoms is evil, number 7451. From their youth, number 5271, and I will not again smite, number 5221, all living as I have done. To smite means to smite to death, usually. You can smite and not kill, but almost always in the situations where they use the word smite, to the death. I will not again smite all living as I have done. Yet all the days of the land, seed time 2233 and harvest 7105 and cold 7120 and heat 2527, summer 7019, and winter 2779, and day 3117, and night 3915, shall not cease. 7673. He's not going to destroy the order of things. Verses 1 through 3 of chapter 8 is covered in the book of Yashar, which is the book of Jasher, book of the upright, chapter 6, verse 34. Ararat is modern-day Armenia. It settled, the ark settled on one of the low mountains there. The location is not known. They had this thing over in Turkey where they were, that's the ark and it's a rock formation. And the Turkish government got so sick of all these people showing up trying to prove it was the ark. They fenced the thing off and put armed guards there. Stay out. Stop bothering us. You're not going up there. We're sick of you. Go away. Go to town and get drunk and spend your money. If the water drained off somewhere downstream and back into the crevices that it came from, and it covered all the mountains, as Churchianity says, including all the mountains in this country, which are huge, and all the other high mountains, well, it's 6.5 miles high plus Mount Everest. Where would all this water drain to? Even if the things opened up, there's molten magma and stuff down below the surface. You go down so many miles or whatever it is, there's no room for that much water to drain to. But that Tarim Basin, if it was full with 21 feet of rain, there was exit points in that valley that the water would drain to elsewhere down into the sea. It was up high. That would work. So again, we have Churchianity and their apostasy embellishing the works of Yahweh, like they do everything else. They just have to make it more, and they have to add to it. They do a Hollywood job on the Bible. There were more than two of these clean beasts by the time this deluge ended. Because they breed. They have breeding cycles. So he had more. So he took one of each and sacrificed them on the altar and sent burnt sacrifices up to Yahweh because of the blessings and the covenant and the covenants coming up in chapter 9. Now, I am looking at chapter 9. It's not all that long. And I have about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to hit it. Here's the third, the second covenant. The first covenant was with Adam. Here's the second covenant with Noah. Chapter 9, verse 1. Blessed Elohim Noah and his sons, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the land. And the fear of you, 4172, the fear of you, and the terror of you, number 2844, shall be upon every living creature of the land, pardon me, and upon every bird of the sky, and upon all that creeps on the soil, and upon all the fish of the sea, into your hand they are given. Dominion by Adam. Every creeping thing that lives to you shall be food, even as the green herbs have I given to you all things. But flesh with its life, 5:3:1:5, the blood, 18:18, you shall not eat. There is a command to Noah. Don't eat flesh of the blood. Cut its throat, bleed it out. Surely the blood of your lives I will require. 1875, at the hand of all living will I require it, and at the hand of the Adam, by the hand of the brother, I will require the life of the Adam. Don't kill one of the Adamites. Whoso sheds, 82:10, literally to pour out. Whoso sheds the blood of the Adam, by Adam shall be shed his blood. Because in the image, 67:54, of Elohim was made the Adam. And you be fruitful and multiply, breed abundantly, one word, 8:3:1:7, in the land, and multiply there. Said Elohim to Noah and his sons with him, saying, I, behold, establish, 6:9:6:5, to raise up. My covenant, 1:2:8:5, bereath with you, and with your seed line afterwards, 2:2:3:3, seed line, Adamic seed line again, and with all creatures that live that are with you, the clean creatures and the unclean, the birds, the beast, and of all living creatures of the land with you, from all that go forth from the ark to all living creatures of the land. 7:7:6 again, Eretz, not earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall be cut off, 3:7:7:2, all flesh any more from waters of the deluge, and shall not be another deluge to destroy the land. And said Elohim, this is the sign, number 2:2:6, of the covenant that I give between me and between you and between all creatures that live that are with you for generations, 17:55, perpetually, 5:7:6:9. My bow, 71:98, I set, 5:4:1:4, in the clouds, 6:0:5:1, rainbow, folks, the rainbow, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and between the land. Verse 14, and it shall be when I bring, 6:0:4:9, a cloud, 6:0:5:1, over the land, that is seen the bow in the cloud. Verse 15, I will remember my covenant that is between me and between you and between all creatures that live of all flesh, and shall not become any more the waters a deluge to destroy all flesh. Verse 16, and shall be the bow in the cloud, and I will look on it and remember the covenant perpetually between Elohim and between all creatures that live and all flesh that is upon the land. No more floods. It'll be fire the next time, folks. It's coming. Verse 17, and said Elohim to Noah, this is a sign of the covenant that I establish between me and between all flesh that is upon the land. 9:51. Okay, I've got just enough time for these last few verses. These, you're going to have to think on these. And it was the sons of Noah that went forth from the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. and Ham. He is the father of Canaan. 3667. Canaan. Okay. Verse 19. The three of these are the sons of Noach. And these were dispersed, number 5310, in all the land. Began Noach to be a man, Ish 376, of the soil, 127, Adama. And he planted, 5193, a vineyard, 3754, verse 21. And he drank, 8354, from the wine, Yayin, 3196, and was drunken, 7937, and was uncovered, 1540, within his tent. Verse 22, and saw Ham, the father of Canaan, the pudenda, 6172, which is almost exclusively used for the female pudenda of his father, and told, 5046, his two brothers outside, and took Shem and Japheth a garment, 8071, and put it upon both their shoulders, and walked backwards, and covered the nakedness of their father. In the book of Leviticus, it shows you that the nakedness of your father is his wife also. And they faced away, and the nakedness of their father did not see. And awoke 3364 Noach from his wine, and knew that which did to him his younger son. And he said, cursed, 779, be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers. Because he knew that old Ham had been defiling his couch, as Reuben did to Jacob Israel. And he cursed that child. And he said, blessed be Yahweh Elohe of Shem, God of, Elohe is God of Shem, and shall be Canaan his servant, shall enlarge, 6601, Elohim Yefet, 3315, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and shall be Canaan a servant to him. And it was Noach after the deluge, and it was Noach after the deluge lived 350 years, and were all the days of Noach 950 years, and he died. Why would he only curse Canaan? Because Ham had committed a great sin. He didn't curse the rest of the sons of Ham, just Canaan specifically. And he cursed the sons of the daughters of Lot because they were children of incest. Ammon and Moab. And the Canaanite were cursed. All of the seed of Canaan were cursed and became the enemies of Israel. And Ammon and Moab became enemies of Israel because they were cursed seed. And Yahweh is consistent. He follows through on this all the time. He does not vary in his judgments, and he does not tolerate certain things. And this incest and the defiling of the couch and any children that were subject to the curses were cursed because of the actions of the parents. So we will see the actions of the Kanani later on, but this gives you the covenant with Noach, the history of the deluge, not the flood. Was not worldwide, it was a localized phenomenon to wipe out the Nephilim and their Adamite servants that were doing evil. And Yahweh would not tolerate that. And the New Testament says it will be as in the days of Noach, and it is. They are doing the same thing again. And the Adamite servants of the Edomites are doing their bidding. The cursed seed that has come down, and we didn't wipe them out, and they are a thorn in our side, as was foretold. And it is due to our disobedience and our slacking. And all I want from you now is to turn aside from the apostianity that you have been taught and come back to Yahweh and repent and change your lifestyle to match the scriptures. Don't try to change the scriptures as the publishers have done to match the lifestyle. Homosexuality is sodomy, and it is a sin punishable by death. Thus saith the word of Yahweh. Churchianity is preaching apostasy. Come out from them, my people, and be ye separate in your spiritual lives. Yes, right now you have to work your job. We're not in the middle of the full-blown tribulation right now. You have to take care of your family. May Yahweh bless you and keep you and give you the spiritual strength to be obedient. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem, my friends, and may Yahweh bless you all. Come on. My thing isn't popping up here. Come on, give me some music here. Oh well, may not be able to make it. We're about done here. Not today, folks. See you later.